Live and loud with Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 that's right. It's about that time. It's just 4 o'clock and it's time for Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud. Ha ha!
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I did a little double whammy there on the intro.
That was nice. Oh, and you didn't even undercut me this time. That was
no.
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
So everyone knows what's going on.
All things are different. All things change for a second there. I had like a big smile on my face. It's like, this is the first time Johnny has an undercut. And he was just a bit slow on the undercutting.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming.
Wait there.
Chill out, it's coming. Don't worry about your undercutting. That's definitely going to be there. Welcome to Live and Loud with Johnny and I now.
Yes.
Guys.
Hello.
That's Live and Loud with me, Johnny Cochran. Johnny.
And me, Arnell Tomlinson.
Yeah. I even came
That's
in
a banger anyway.
Yeah, well.
So it's a banger anyway, that tune.
To the point. well, I even before you'd even finished it, I just played that as well.
Yeah, I know. You. Let me send me intro first, right? Let me introduce
myself. Get my name out.
People don't know who I am.
I'm going to try and splice that in between your first and second name. And me, Arnell. But you see, I'm just a friend Tomlinson.
Thank you.
That's what I'll be aiming for. That's what I'm aiming for next time.
You're hoping for my cooperation on that as well. That's the thing, yeah? You need me to cooperate in order for that to come
well,
true.
Kind of, yeah. Can we just have one go? Just one go? We've barely started the show.
So you want me to assist you in your...
Well, I might even try and just see if it works a different way. Welcome to Live and Loud with me, Johnny. Cochran.
And me, Arnell. Tomlinson.
Oh, he's got it. I like it.
Yeah.
I do like it. Right. I do like it. We started the show with a bang this...
There you go. But as Johnny said, hello and welcome to the show. It's Thursday, 4 o'clock, and it is, yes, that time that happens every week, every Thursday.
Apart from when we're not here.
Yeah,
but
well, yeah. That we.
It happens anyway, just not on air.
Yeah, just,
yeah, we just
not
chat.
Live or loud.
And no music.
And sometimes it's not even us.
There's no sound effects.
No, nah, someone ones. Else.
No one's live and loud, but... We're here this week.
We are, and we have a jam-packed show as well.
We do. Now, there'll be some absolute crazy people who have been living on Mars for the last, you know, few months and might not be familiar with Johnny and Arnell Live and Loud.
What, hold on, there's people out there that don't know who we are.
Yeah, absolutely,
no
mate.
No wonder
absolutely.
My Twitter count is so low.
Yeah, I know. I've had enough of them anyway, to be honest. Not even trying to rescue these people now. To be honest, the people who listen to Live and Loud... it's like the Matrix, isn't it? You've either got people who've taken the blue pill or the red pill.
Yeah.
And anyone who listens is on the blue pill. All the other losers, red pill.
Loser.
Yeah. If you're not with us, you're against us. Right? You're still in the Matrix.
Wake up.
It's time. It's time. Neo and Morpheus are knocking about. Let's go.
You got no excuse. You're not teenagers anymore. Wake up. Come on.
Sick of making excuses for them.
Oh, no. It's terrible.
But if there are those people out there, and they won't necessarily know what's going to come up in the show.
Mm.
So we'll have a little rundown, shall we?
Oh, shall we let them know what's happening?
Do you know what? First up, I know.
What?
We are going to be talking about what's trending.
What's been guanin? What has been happening in social media? What's everybody been talking about?
Yeah, the stories that have captured the public's imagination this week. That's what we're going to be talking about.
Quite a few stories this week as well, so stay tuned for that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we also got our infamous Lend an Ear section.
Lend an Ear?
That's
where we're going to be talking about our listeners' problems,
that's
basically.
Right.
All of you guys out there with problems, get an opportunity to write in and get those problems solved.
That's
what
right.
we do. It's just a simple service. We solve them. Problem solvers, bang.
We do. And if you've got a problem, then email us in. johnnyandarnell@fubarradio.com. It's simple, isn't it?
Yeah, because we do run an off-the-cuff, on the hoof, kind of accident and emergency problem solving. You know, people can write in as we go and we'll sort it out for you.
Do you know what? We're so legit now, we should get badges made.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Get that little badges made.
I want some letters after
help.
My name. Yeah. I've already got BA, but I've already got BA Baracus knocking about, but I want like, you know, PC, personal counsellor.
Oh.
Something like that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
So that'd be like Johnny Cochran, BAPC.
Oh, is that how you're going to introduce yourself?
BO as well, sometimes.
On occasion. I've been known.
Absolutely. The right guard's not working. There are other antiperspirants out there as well, guys. They're all all good.
We always seem to get some product placement in early in the show.
Yeah. Completely unrelated to us as well.
Unrelated?
Well, would you want to do that? Would you want to endorse some deodorants? I'd do it for the money, shamelessly, on that one.
I might. Didn't the guy from... what's the dad from Everybody Hates Chris? Right, he used to do Old Spice.
Yeah, but those adverts are wicked. They're wicked funny. I'd love to do any of them, but there's only a couple of brands where I wouldn't really want to be involved in them. They don't want me to be involved in them.
If Lynx came up to you and said, can you do the new Africa?
I'd happily do Africa, mate. Happily. Yeah. I'd do it like the Michael Jackson black or white video. Be running around in a Shaka Zulu outfit. I don't care. Smells nice. The money right. Doesn't bother me at all.
So if you're listening out there, Lynx,
you've got an opportunity.
Yeah, just email in, Johnny and I know.
I think they just tweeted me. So after our Lend an Ear section, and again, as I know said, send in your problems, guys, and we'll sort them out for you. Apart from the Lend an Ear section, we'll be swiftly moving on to our Blast from the past section. That's going to be where we take a buzzword, I know, mm-hmm. and then we talk about the stories that make us think, that buzzword makes us think about. Mm-hmm. And in turn, we'll be playing the songs that those stories make us think about.
Indeed. But Johnny, what's the buzzword this week, man?
The buzzword this week is movies.
Movies?
Yep.
The buzzword is movies.
That's right.
Stick around for that. Listen up. We'll hear your stories about movies as well. Yeah. Write in. Let us know.
Mm.
We've also got a special guest this week.
Oh, we got a special guest this week.
Oh, good.
We have a wonderful special guest. We have none other than the sensational Nico Yearwood.
Yes, he's here. He's here.
He's coming in to join us. So exciting times. Yes. Exciting times.
There's just so much in this show.
Yeah, best thing out of Barbados since Rihanna, that guy. So,
there we go.
Decent. I don't think there's much else that's come out, to be honest, but he's not competing with them, so.
It's not really a competition.
No, it's not. It shouldn't
be. It's more like an accolade that's just given to him.
Yeah, he's just got the title. And then, not only that, but we will be talking about the spoilers on screen.
Spoilers on screen.
Absolutely. What's been going on in the world of TV, the TV that we've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, not that you watch it all the time, but X on the Beach is wrapped up now. It was absolutely outrageous.
Did it have really go out of a bang?
Oh, it went out.
Save it then.
It went out, yeah, it went out. But and Walking Dead's back.
I know.
Oh, my, like, not that little, you know, spin-off rubbish that we were watching the other.
Everyone's was properly waiting for season 6.
And it's back, and it started with a bang. You have seen it?
I haven't. I didn't even know it was back.
Are you kidding?
I didn't even know it was back. Mate. I knew it was coming real soon. I didn't know it was back.
Mate, it's crazy.
Is it?
Yeah.
I might even have to watch it while we're doing this.
It's going to be some... Stay tuned in for some spoilers on air. Where I tell I know what happens. Yeah. But there's no room for anything else, because that is absolutely jam-packed, I know.
Oh, well, hold up.
What?
I'm pretty certain we usually, like, kind of squeeze in a few other things.
No, I don't know. That seems filled to the...
What's trending? No, that's in there.
There must be something else that must fit inside...
Inside the show. What possibly else could fit into the show, I know?
I think it might be time for some thumpers, some absolute bangers, and some monstragalistic wicked tunes. That's right, I made up a word.
That's a new word. Monstragalistic. Absolute bangers, thumpers coming down.
Monstragalistic.
Coming down your speakers, hurting your eardrums. That's what's going to be happening. But massaging them at the same time.
That's nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it's time to get one of those bangers and thumpers on, I know.
Yeah, let's do it.
This one, I got it brought back into my life this week. It's absolutely wicked. My mate, who's a bit of a nutcase, actually, but shout out to Ollie Gent. This song is called 93 Till Infinity, and it's by Souls of Mischief. Here it comes.
What's up? This is Tajay of the Mighty Souls of Mischief crew. I'm chilling with my man Festo, my man A Blessing, my man Oak. You know, he's dope.
Yeah.
And right now, you know, we're just maxing in the studio. We're hailing from East Oakland, California, and sometimes it gets a little hectic out there. But right now, yo, we gonna love you and how we just chill.
Down to 7 digits, call up Bridget, her man's a midget. Plus she got friends, yo, I can dig it. Here's a 40 swinging, you know it's frigid. I got him chilling in the cooler, break out the ruler. Damn, that's the fattest dog I ever seen. The weather's heating, Cali getting weeded, makes it feel like Maui. Now we feel the good vibrations. So many females, so much inspiration.
Little tune to bring us into that to the show this week.
It's a nice chilled out Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's the kind of vibe that we bring all the time. That does actually qualify as a thumper as well.
Monstragalistic.
Monstragalistic, absolutely.
That's right, guys. You're listening to Johnny and Inel live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
In case you didn't hear. Yeah. Yeah. Do you know what?
Oh, got an email.
Had our first email of the afternoon.
Oh, who is it?
Bacon.
All right.
Afternoon, lads. Oh, my local cafe has run out of bacon and I could murder a bacon sarnie. What should I have instead? Dig in Dagenham. Dig in Dagenham. That's nice. Nice. Digging them. Thinking of other things that we could do.
Just like an alliteration on that. That's
yeah.
The name, it? Dig.
The DD. Put the D in Dagenham.
Well, Dig, one, baby.
Nice. I imagine Dig's a pretty cool dude, actually.
He is.
You, didn't, you don't need a bacon sarnie, Dig.
Dig, just...
You're running Dagenham. What, in Dagenham? Yeah, absolutely.
It's my place now.
Exactly. There's no pigs around Dagenham. There's not enough pig around Dagenham.
What
yeah, no.
Do? Hmm.
Sausage sandwich, maybe? I don't know.
I'm always a fan of a sausage sarnie.
Yeah,
with a little bit of egg.
Well, do you know what we were discussing, me and Cowley, obviously.
Yeah.
We were saying that there's a divide between a bacon sandwich and a sausage sandwich,
and
the sauces that you might prefer to have on them. Mm. Because he goes ketchup on the bacon sandwich, but got to be brown sauce on the sausage.
I'm the other way round.
Oh, really?
I'm the other way round.
Ah.
Yeah, brown sauce on the bacon. Ketchup on the sausage.
That's interesting. I don't know. I'm kind of brown sauce on both, but I can have ketchup more so on the sausage one, definitely, yeah. Because it's like a hot dog, isn't it?
Yeah. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, and brown sauce. Yeah, I'm actually...
But do you know what? We're just making Diggs even more hungrier. Having answers probably made it worse.
What, digging Dagenham? Oh, yeah.
Diggs.
Diggsy. Hey. Let's have a word, shall we? Let us know what's happening. Let us know your choices. Yeah, go for a sausage run. Make sure you got some ketchup on there.
That's what I said.
Big question.
Oh.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Out of you two, who would go the furthest in The Apprentice? Have you got a business idea already? And that's Laura in Clapham.
Good question, Laura.
What do you reckon?
Do you know what? I think I'd be all right by being involved, but not being too much of a dick. I probably get to the interview round and then I get messed up there. The guys, they get to, like, you know, they trawl through your CV and see what stuff you've been exaggerating and what stuff you've actually done. They mess me up there.
Yeah, some big holes in your CV.
Some big holes. And there's a 10-year gap.
Yeah.
What were you doing in that 10 years?
You've put a cryo chamber on there. You've put a coma on there. We need to know more specific facts.
Have you been unemployed this amount of time? Is that what it is?
I think we both have entrepreneurial skills, actually, don't we? I reckon I'm a blagger, so I could go pretty far in it, and I wouldn't panic in the boardrooms if I got called in.
Would you go all out and start?
Oh, I'd pull people down big time.
Just drag them down.
Do you know when it goes? Who do you think should be fired if it ain't you? And people are like, I'll be like, Dave. Dave needs to go because he was shocking on the first thing. Don't come back at me, Dave. I've covered you up to now. Now it's your turn under the bus. Get him out of here. Listen, Sugar. I mean, Lord Sugar, whatever your name is. Listen, you get one shot at me. You want to win. You want winners on your team. Get Dave out of here now. There you go.
You want to go into business with real people.
Yeah.
Don't go with him.
All of a sudden, you get Dave's getting a bullet in his head.
Suddenly, Dave can't make the next episode of The Apprentice. He's had to pull out.
I haven't really got a business idea already, though.
Don't want to say it over here.
No, I wouldn't do that anyway.
Laura wants your idea.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, they're already accepting applications for the next series. So
yeah.
Watch out. I mean,
Laura in Clapham. You're trying to hustle us out of our pensions.
I mean, I think this is the
pensions.
First time she's emailed in. I mean, we don't know. Could be a fake name.
It's a very unstable field, this entertainment gear, you know. My invention's the only reason I'm going to be eating when I'm older. You know, and Laura's trying to take it away from me. That's my kid's birthright, that is.
Why don't you think for yourself, Laura?
I'm going to invent the next iPod. I'm not giving out. No way.
Hope that's answered.
Yeah. Food. Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon. Everyone's so polite today.
Yeah,
that's
polite,
nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
I need your help solving a problem. One of my colleagues at work keeps heating up stinky food every day at work.
Ooh.
The worst being curry and chowder soup. How can I get them to change their eating habits? From Sarah in North London.
Yeah. That is always a issue. I used to work and do like telesales sort of thing, and there was only one microwave, and it would always be mashed up because someone would like overheat their soup or whatnot. and it'd be splashed all over the mic, insides of the microwave, to the point where you got to put your food in. It's like, nah, I just have it cold.
I'm not afraid to. When I used to do temping and stuff, I weren't afraid to have a little microwave curry. Didn't give a damn.
You was that guy, yeah?
Absolutely, I was that guy. I used to buy like the ready-made ones.
You better
ones.
Get your food in quick because I'm going to have my lunch in 5.
and you know how like some things take like 9 minutes to do as well.
And you got to stir it halfway.
Yeah, stir it halfway and then just look at sorry, just another 3 for me. People are like, yeah,
well,
no, it's fine.
15-minute break.
Well, I suggest you start eating it now, cold, with a straw.
It's not even defrosted. No. The only ones that you have to like punch in the hole.
Exactly. Put a bit of water on the rice halfway through. Sorry, guys, nearly done. Yeah, absolutely. I used to get the ready-made ones as well at Sainsbury's and get in a lift, and they were stinking up the place, but I don't care.
I do like those ones from Sainsbury's. Though.
Yeah, they're decent.
They do some good ones.
Absolutely do. I don't apologise for it. Why should I? What, because you're eating a prawn mayo sandwich? I'm supposed to think you're better than me? Not happening, mate. I want something wholesome, warm. So there you go.
My same thing is do what Dixie's done and go down the shop and get something already made, nice and hot.
How could you change their eating habits, though? Do you know what? Maybe it's not them that needs to change their eating habits. Maybe it's you that needs to change your... Yeah. So,
sorry, Sarah.
Sometimes, as the great Michael Jackson said, look at the man in the mirror, okay? And in this case, the woman in the mirror who needs to leave the office and eat somewhere else, okay? That's answered it perfectly. Thank you.
That's all the advice we're getting out today. Dixie, can't get no pork.
Go. Sarah, gonna make a change for once in my lunch. Veggies. Parsnips or turnips. It's Christmas season, isn't it? How do you feel about sprouts and pigeons? Right, I'm not sure they're connected. Cheryl in the south.
All right,
sure. Parsnips or turnips? I never eat turnips.
I can't really taste the difference. Because I always have stuff like stews and stuff where they're always mixed in together. So I could never say, oh, that's a bit of parsnip, oh, that's a bit of turnip.
I've had parsnip. We have parsnips with roast dinners and stuff. Yeah. That's quite nice. I'm a parsnip.
I like turnips. I love veg. I'd be a great vegetarian if I didn't love meat so much. I love my greens.
Good. So you just like the idea that an animal's had to lose its life for your dinner instead, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just big on that. Like that. there's a documentary someone was telling me to watch on Netflix that is supposed to like the ins and outs of kind of like cow meat and stuff like that. And I was like, nah, I want to put off watching that for now because my friend watched it and he's like, yeah, I'm turning vegan.
Well, I just see a video as well today, just like on them quick ones, you know, on Facebook, and it was about how the environment's changing, stuff like that. And basically, the biggest issue with climate change and stuff is actually our like rearing of animals.
Yeah.
Obviously, we all know cows are dropping methane like it's going out of fashion. But we're also taking up so much land for them to graze on as well, knocking down rainforests and stuff. Yeah. So if we just ate less meat, you know what I mean?
Apparently, that's what the documentary's about.
Well, the thing is, though, is those cows and chickens and everything are there right now. So if we just decided it, it would be like raiding your freezer before you got defrosted and go, there's that one big barbecue! They're all going to go!
Eat up because it's going to go off!
Get Daisy over here, bullet in the head, bang, we don't need you. They've all got to go, guys. Burgers going big time.
And stuck it up for the winter.
Everyone's just got a meat hangover the next day, like, ugh. No one's going to work.
Just got all sleepy. Yeah. Grease stains all over them. Sweating grease.
We could stay at home just watching our climate improve.
I tell you what, Diggs wouldn't be hard fired to find no pork back there.
Exactly. We've just got to make that choice, Diggsy. is it Christmas season as well? I'm not sure about that.
Almost. We've got to go through Halloween first and Black Friday. Come on, guys.
And Bonfire Night as well.
Yeah.
You've got to get through Bonfire Night before you can start doing that Christmas. And even then, it's only ever Christmas once the Coca-Cola advert comes on for me.
It's weird how all the holidays are getting more and more kind of marketed now. Like, from before, like, Halloween was just like a small thing. Now it's a big deal. Black Friday's a big deal now. It's like, what's the next new holiday that's going to be a massive deal now?
Yeah, no, I'll make you right. But it's just all to make money, isn't it? can't get through. We haven't even got onto the finger yet. Oh, right, studio. Well, we've got two. dilemma.
Oh.
Hello, I've got a bit of a dilemma.
What's that?
My girlfriend has said she has a fetish. She really loves her elbows kissed.
Oh.
They're a bit dry, and I'm not really.
They're a bit dry. Dry elbows.
And I'm not. And I'm not really that up for it, to be honest. What do you think? Sam in Leatherface. Now...
Sam, you got to get rid of it.
Now, never, I know, have I heard a...
fetish.
No, have I heard a place where someone lives to directly, you know, correspond to their problem? He lives in Leatherface. It's got a leathery ever since he's been kissing elbows. Oh, dear. So... You're going to have to get the lube out, mate. And by lube, I mean cocoa butter.
Cocoa butter, that one.
Rub up them ashy elbows.
Yeah, you're going to just have to make it as if it's part of the foreplay, I say. Get, like, some oils out or whatever, or some cocoa butter. Massage her, but make sure you get the knees and the elbows done first.
Oh, can you imagine that as well?
That's how you can,
do you want to go to... Do you want to go... Oh, once again. Would you like to go to bed? Yeah. I'm just going for the cocoa butter. Oh, rub it right in. Rub it right in.
That's it, make sure.
Oh, we've run out. We've run out. It's over. It's over.
You know the weirdest thing is, though? That's a private thing between Sam and his girl.
Yeah.
That is like, yeah.
That's just been broadcasted.
Fetish. That's her fetish, that she likes her elbows licked, and he's just broadcast it live. And there's a lot of people that listen to Johnny and I know live and live.
Oh, absolutely. Oh. But I can only imagine that there's worse fetishes in Leatherface.
That's so crazy,
I'm pretty sure what's
where the
name.
Hell's that?
That's the name came from. I mean, isn't that the guy who ran around on Texas Chainsaw Massacre? I mean, I think standards for morality are just out the window around there.
If anything, the elbows is tame.
Exactly. I think Sam's quite tame compared to, I have a barn with five hostages that I constantly kiss their elbows. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, get the cocoa butter out, mate. Yeah.
I'm starting to wonder. I mean, if that's her fetish, what is his?
Well, it's certainly not elbow kissing by the sound of it. I don't know. It's not up for that. Right. Dating. All my friends are using dating apps at the moment and Ooh. Keep telling me to use them. I was really against them, mm-hmm. but my friends are tempting. Really? That's how it's written. Yeah. But my friends are tempting. Should I use them? Tina from Oval.
I think it's pretty different for girls and guys. We discussed this before, didn't we? Mm. I think it depends on what reason you're on there for, I guess. For me, I think Tinder and stuff like that, they're a bit too much. They're a bit too in your face. There's too much choice that you're overwhelmed. It's like, I don't know what to do. It's like Netflix. You've got too much choice on Netflix that you don't end up watching anything. It's like and Tinder's the same thing.
I think, definitely get on them, though. Get stuck in. You know,
set your profile out now. What are you waiting for?
Honestly,
don't
Tina.
Listen to who I know.
We need some more women on there. We need some more girls on here. Yeah. We need some more girls. Too many, man. Too many. No, I would say get on there. But also with this is the thing. Just set your expectations low, and then if you do that and think, it's not going to work out. If anything positive comes out of it, you can't be disappointed.
Yeah, I think a lot of females get frustrated on these sites because they're kind of going out there for the right intentions, and you can see from like their bios and stuff. It's like, I'm looking for someone who's no time wasters and stuff like that. And it's like, well, you're in the wrong place for that. Sort of thing.
Like
what you said. Go in there, not low expectations, but just go in there with, like, open mind sort of thing.
Yeah.
And see what you can get.
There are a lot of losers out there, 100%. I know some of them. But
what are you looking at me for?
A few time wasters. Okay. People you never would have swiped right to in real life. But, you know, you've got to get... What go out with you? Wouldn't have also. You're a mate now. Wouldn't have thought so, mate.
That was an accident.
Come on, I spent an hour getting ready. I think I would do a bit better than that.
Now we're getting ready.
Definitely get stuck in because, to be fair, I do know people who've ended up in relationships out of you being on Tinder and whatnot. There are some good ones and bad ones as well. And if you're really serious about getting like going out with someone. And there are ones where you pay a bit more money and you kind of get people a bit more serious about this relationship.
Well, yeah, filters out the riffraff.
Yeah, you don't want any riffraff. I'm on the riffraff sites, personally.
if you do see Johnny Cocker,
you may see this name popping up, mixed in with the other riffraff. I'd call it diamond in the rough, but some wouldn't. Some people would just call it rough. Plenty of rough around here.
He hasn't tried.
Not making an effort. Oh, tell a lie. Went to a wedding last weekend. Oh, got myself a new Tinder profile pic.
Suited and booted, is it?
Yeah, absolutely. Waistcoat on and everything.
Oh, good.
Forget about standard right swipe now. Standard.
Just come back for a wedding. Won a suit for the first time.
Yeah, absolutely. Got my snooker player on. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Got all the gear, definitely. Mike, we should actually, on to our What's Trending section.
Right.
this is the part, guys, where we talk about the things that have been happening, what are being discussed in the world of social media, or stories, etc. So what was first up, Arnell, this
week?
What's
trending? Well, first up is the South Pole scientists in the Antarctica have been drinking a bit too much. And to be fair, you can't really blame them.
No.
You can't blame... If you're in Antarctica... You ain't got much to do.
No, you ain't got much to do. Pretty much, it's dark, it's cold, your best mate's a penguin. You might as well go out on the smash, to be fair. So,
fresh going out on the ice again. Well, again? We do it every Friday.
So the kind of background being that there was an audit carried out by the American government, which basically said that the scientists in the Antarctica... where's the quote I've got? Officials told auditors that drinking had created unpredictable behaviour that has led to fights, indecent exposure, and employees arriving to work under the influence.
I tell you what, the HR department is having a nightmare over there.
So. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Anonymous emails coming in all the time. Sexual cases just coming up.
Well, to be honest, it sounds like the latest 1830s destination. Like, Cavos was so 2010. Oh, 2015? So Antarctica, mate.
Oh, yeah, you got to get yourself down there.
It's jumping off. In the report as well, it was said that one of the scientists had been brewing his own beer in the science labs. Okay? So, I mean, they're using science labs to brew their own beer. So he's not content just getting battered, but he actually wants to be like the Walter White of the alcohol market in Antarctica, making his own stash, taking over. I'm here to take over. So that's basically all the scientists in Antarctica are absolutely on the smash.
They got like issues as well, because I was reading into it, because they were thinking, well, maybe solutions and stuff would be like breathalyzers, stuff like that. But they're saying because the US bases that they're operating in are US owned, but the actual Antarctica isn't. It's like they can't really kind of abide by the laws, and they can kind of like jump through loopholes and stuff. So it's like, I do what I want.
Yeah.
You can't tell me if I can drink or not.
You ain't my Jack.
But start burning the flag.
Yeah. what a sorry state of affairs when they genuinely are thinking about introducing breathalyzers into science labs. Genuinely, where you're not sure whether your scientists are going to be able to blow green. It's just outrageous. They're scientists at work.
Especially when they're making mad discoveries. I've got it. I think I've found out the answer. Oh, yeah, Will.
Yeah.
How much are you at?
Yeah, I know. You couldn't trust any of their results.
You know?
You couldn't even trust their temperature readings. Yeah. I think it's somewhere between 21 degrees and minus 21. Yeah, that's pretty broad, isn't it, Dave? Come on, let's narrow it down a bit.
You know, when you was, like, in school, you had to do, like, those science tests, and they always said you have to kind of do, like, controlled tests and then different ones in different, like, condition to see if the actual results are true. They have to do like they'll probably have to do like a morning after one.
Yeah.
The sober test. The results seem to become remarkably different.
Yeah. Absolutely. Seems here some of the alcohol seems to have disappeared from the experiment. You've drunk it, haven't you? You crazy man. So that's basically going on. And as you say, you can't really blame them. There's not much else going on, is there? So.
What else are you going to do?
And turn it into a Weatherspoons. Why not? I would love to go to their Christmas party.
Could you imagine you get to Antarctica, come off the plane, Weatherspoons?
Absolutely.
Beer and got two for one.
Beer and a burger on Tuesdays. Curry club on a Wednesday. Finish up your test, get down a local rec room.
I don't know. How am I supposed to have a curry and not have a beer?
Exactly. We got to live as well. So that was going on. Absolute carnage, but very funny. Another thing I know that's been trending, has been being talked about, is... These Segways are out now, right? Yeah. These little things, these like little
hoverboard ones.
Yeah, the hoverboard. They're like self-riding scooters, if you like. But in case people haven't seen them, they're all over London. And they're probably all over everywhere else. But they're like little Segways, just without the handles. Mm. Now, the police, London police, have come out this week and said that these things are now illegal. They will be illegal to use on roads, but also illegal to use in public spaces. So they're essentially just illegal unless you're on private land.
I was surprised they came out and made the statement so bold, because it's becoming such a craze at the minute. That there's so much money to be had. The fact that they say, nah, don't get it. It's like, oh, right, hold up. Yeah. it's like, because everyone's... I was on the tube the other day, and I have to say, the guy did look slick. He was literally coming up the escalators, had it on underneath his arm. As soon as he came out of the turnstile, beep, then literally just... chucked it on the ground, stepped on it, and just...
Oh, yeah.
And then zoomed off, and I was like, how slick is that guy?
I mean, to be fair, in Back to the Future, they had, like, hoverboard, like, proper hoverboards. Yeah. Like, I feel like kind of cheated, to be fair, these little scooter things
still
on wheels.
The floor.
Exactly. You're not even floating, mate. It's just... It's just a little underwhelming, in all honesty.
I think it's the lights that make it look quite fancy. You see the glowing light, like, ooh.
Yeah, yeah. But do you know what he's getting me about these Segway things, right? It's how sad is it that it's our generation of humans on this planet that have just actually got to the stage where they're like, do you know that walking stuff? Can't be bothered with that anymore. Yeah, no, it's too much. Yeah. It's too much for me.
It's like that scene in Wall-E. Have you seen it? You know the Disney film about the robot? And they go into space and where all the humans are, and all the humans are all lazy, and they're on these like automated kind of things. None of them walk, and they're all fat. It literally reminds me of that. Everybody gets around on little Segway things.
I found it ridiculous. I reckon it's a matter of time before we see one of these geezers on a little Segway, yeah, on a running machine in a gym. Just going, oh yeah, just done 10K there. Just the wheels running round. Like.
Hey, it's already happened. I was staying in a hotel the other day, and literally in the gym they had. It was like on a running machine. You could log in to your Facebook and your Twitter, and you could tweet while you're on the running machine. It's like who's running and tweeting?
Do you know it's them people who get on the running machine in full gym gear and then put it up to walking pace, like barely even walking pace. And then every now and then they go, oh, let's just raise that gradient.
Oh, yeah. Feel the burn. Oh, that's it.
That'll get you in the course.
That's a big hill.
Oh dear.
It's like trekking up Mount Everest.
I've got to slow down a bit. I'm not going to be able to send this tweet if I'm going up Everest here.
Slow it down.
Unreal. What else has been trending, I know?
Oh, there was a funny one the other day. Call of Duty Black Ops 3 is coming out soon. And so in preparation for that, the Call of Duty Treyarch guys, what they did, they took the Call of Duty Twitter page. It's got like 2.3 million kind of followers. And they changed the name of it. And they changed the name to a news network, a fake one that they made up, changed all the branding on it, and then they started tweeting about, like, arbitrary news. And then all of a sudden, it's like, breaking news, terrorist attack in Singapore. It's to do with, like, the campaign in the game. But there was nothing to say it was to do with the game, because all the two million people that were following it just saw this news, breaking news, on their Twitter feed saying there's a terrorist attack going on, and people started freaking out.
Losing it. Oh, God, it's all over.
It makes me think, it's like, what sort of power you can have if you've got loads of followers? Mm. I mean, obviously, that's not going to happen to us.
No. We like it the way it is at the moment.
I mean,
yeah.
That's why. We deter followers. Don't follow us at iNell.
Don't follow that Johnny I. Cochran. No. Just don't. That's the reason why I'm in.
But it's amazing how they can have so much power and kind of persuade people of different things. Purely just making it up. And literally, they had to apologize and everything, and they turned everything back around, and then there was
little backlash of that. But then it, at the same time, it still got them the attention that they wanted. Like, everyone was started talking about it. Like, oh, let's talk about it. Let's talk. All these networks that weren't associated with games and stuff like that suddenly saw it, started digging deeper to find out, oh, it's actually Call of Duty that's coming out on for the Xbox One and PS4.
Well, you got, but this is the thing, though. Like, how can people just believe that straight away? Mm. Whenever anything I see anything, I verify it with another news thing.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, you don't know what they're saying. Do you know what I mean?
I think it was a case of the seeing that it's a verified account, seeing that it's got like 2 million followers and it's not, and it's hardly following anyone else. You're like, oh, it must be legit.
Yeah, maybe.
It's pretty much like seeing like something like BBC News tweet something like that, you'd believe it, and he's like, and then all of a sudden you're like, hold up, obviously you should check out your sources, but first of all, the first thing is like, is this real? Breaking news.
Yeah. But it's not the same as BBC News, though, is it? It's not like
it hasn't got the credibility.
You're gonna have Halo launching tweets next time going, Covenant alien airship has just been spotted on the way in.
Oh gosh.
We knew they were coming for us.
Oh no.
People believe anything, I think that's the broader thing.
They will, but it's funny to see the extent of which people kind of believed it, because obviously they used it as a marketing thing, and they didn't think it was going to have such a massive backlash. But at the same time, it's funny how something like that can happen purely because of literally they just changed the name.
And that's Well, that's it. As a warning to everyone out there, don't always believe what you read or hear unless it's coming through Johnny and Arnell live and loud.
That's right.
Finally, Arnell, there is another thing that's been trending this week. It's a video of a rat essentially attacking and killing a pigeon in New York and then dragging it off and eating it.
It's absolutely evil video. It's the evilest thing I've seen.
It's crazy. Basically,
it scared me. I've seen some evil videos on like YouTube and stuff like that. Like, when you're seeing videos of like little kids getting bombed and stuff, and you're seeing people getting shot and stuff like that. And it's like, oh, what the Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. I got vexed seeing this pigeon getting munched. I was like, rotted. I got scared.
This rat was living in Brooklyn, New York, and I swear, like, it's from the school of the hard knocks. So he's just ready to do anything. You know, he's seen a pigeon and gone, yeah, like that,
then
and just gone
out. The rat literally jumps on top of the pigeon's back
and starts biting it up.
Riding the pigeon.
And the pigeon's bigger than him as well. Yeah. He's literally, like, biting it up. And literally, at one point, the pigeon tries to make a break for it, a little dash for it. He's been wrestled for a while. He's not been fatally wounded at that point.
But he's hurt.
He's stumbling around. It's like he's seen some things. He's been damaged. It's the equivalent of being bottled outside a club or something, this pigeon has. And the rat goes back after him and jumps on his back again just to finish him off.
I felt so safe. Because that's the point. It was like, go on, get away. And he's trying to flap away. You see the bird go, I'm flapping.
Just haven't got it in me.
And then the rat goes, come here.
Well, yeah, the rat's like,
get over here.
Where do you think you're going?
Bite.
Exactly. I've got a family to feed.
I've got way more diseases than you do.
This is Brooklyn, New York, baby. You ain't going nowhere. But the scariest thing is there are people filming this happening, like, from a couple of foot away, and the rat just doesn't even care. The rat is out hunting in front of humans now. Yeah. So that's the world we're living in, guys. And I hate pigeons, and I really hate rats. But to be honest, if one of them is just going to kill the other one off, then I'll take it, to be fair.
That's what I'm talking about. People are scared of lots of different things. People are scared of zombie attacks. People are scared of, like, Russia. Maybe they're going to change. I'm saying, it's all about the rats. We need to be watching the rats.
Yeah, they're getting bolder. The thing is, I've been annoyed for a long time about how bold pigeons have been getting. Like, I've walked up to pigeons on the street, and they haven't got out of my way.
Yeah.
And I'm just literally like, if it was socially acceptable, I would probably kick a pigeon. There's no question about it. I really want to. I do want to kick a pigeon. I'm sick of them. But
well, now you just have to sit around them.
Yeah. This is it. I mean, at least rats get out of your way most of the time. You know what I mean?
But now I'm gonna be really scared of the ones in the underground now. You know, when you're just standing there late night, waiting for that last kind of train to go home on the Piccadilly line, and you see a rat in the corner just like running around. You got to watch your back now.
Well,
you got to watch your back.
I don't want to.
Don't turn around.
I don't want to, you know, draw too many drastic kind of conclusions, but this is the age of austerity, okay? You know, you've got people like Cameron and, you know, all these All these governments not helping people out, and now the rats have gone, we've got to look after ourselves. You know, we're going to have to start taking pigeons down if you carry on. Where's the rat welfare state? You know, people used to have more. They used to drop more on the floor on the food. Now I'm having to take a pigeon out just to feed my family.
I can't wait for Prime Minister's question. So Corbyn's going to come out and like, exactly. I've had 12,000 letters.
12,000 rats having to visit food banks. 12,000 rats having to visit pigeon food banks this year.
This particular letter is from a ratata from North London.
He did say he deserves better. He shouldn't have to. So that, Arnell, is what is trending this week.
There's a lot trending this week. Oof.
Yeah, absolutely.
There was a lot more we missed out as well, but it's just so much to get to.
There is.
Like everyone's talking.
There is, and we've got loads of emails come up. But it's time to play a song, Arnell.
Yes, let's stick on another song.
Absolutely. Now, you picked this one, didn't you? A bit of Mac Miller.
I'm a fan of Absol and Mac Miller, and the two of them together in this song is very nice. It's very, very nice. I'd love to see both of them live.
Yeah.
But failing that, I'll just listen to the albums.
Okay, and this tune is called Two Matches, so here it comes.
When I was just a kid, dreamt that one day we'd all get rich. No more problems and no more tricks. I set my sights high, 'cause in my lifetime, man, I seen some shit. Yeah, I swear to God. I see some motherfucking shit. What you doing if you ain't on your job?
Bullshit.
Hey, blow out the candles, make a wish. What's a life if you never take a risk? Ain't a place too far, ain't a dream too big.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of fun. That's nothing wrong with a little bit of fun.
In my lifetime, my whole MO was to get this MO. Anyway, sabotage the wealthy and enrich in the poor. So, long story short, that's one of my long-term goals. My anatomy is platinum, gold is old. Letting my hair swing like booty tang. I done seen some spooky things through these Gucci shades. Acute to cute bitches, niggas with drums. Niggas with bands like the Martin Luther King Parade. But can't we all just get along like Martin Lawrence would say and get along with our day? I say, Solo, you so crazy in the rain.
I say, I know.
Roll that weed, nigga. Shake that ass off.
Most dope, top dog off the leash. Sound wave on the beat. Anarchy is anarchy. Your confidence is kai-kai to a kamikaze. Still wishing peace to all y'all. Pardon my nostalgia.
When I was just a kid,
okay,
dreamt that one day we'd all get rich.
Okay.
No more problems and no more tricks.
Okay.
I set my sights high, 'cause in my lifetime, man, I seen some shit. Yeah, I swear to God, I see some motherfucking shit. What you doing if you ain't on your job?
Hey, blow out the candles, make a wish. What's a life if you never take a risk? Ain't a place too far, ain't a dream too big.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of fun. That's nothing wrong with a little bit of fun. Yeah, I see some shit. How to end up in a place like this? Where the light a match, keep it lit, yeah, it is what it is. In this lifetime, be the time of your life. It's been a while, but I come back to you just like riding a bike. And as a child, I was curious, my mind was the dirtiest. First words, probably my first words, affirmative. The home run derby shit, was making profit out the park. Even the brightest minds will hang around in the dark sometimes. I had to fight for mine. Tyson in his prime used to idolize. I had to right my wrongs. Days are short, the nights is long. I'm making corpses when it's on. And eating swordfish from gigantic forces. Lord is important, but I am stronger. I'm a monster with the heart of a lion. Divide and conquer. Walk on water. Won't be long till I'm flying. It's my departure. I'm a goner. Down from the sky with eyes of an archer. But to find that thing you got for, I don't know what I get so high for. I'm a problem, and as hard as I try, know how to be calmer. You'll be traumatized seeing what came across your eyes. There was a time when I was just a kid, dreamt that one day we'd all get rich. No more problems and no more tricks. I set my sights high, 'cause in my lifetime, man, I seen some shit. Yeah, I swear to God, I see some motherfucking shit. What you doing if you ain't on your job?
Take your time,
don't close your eyes.
Life happens in a flash,
You don't wanna miss that.
Blow out the candles, make a wish. What's it like if you never take a risk? Ain't a place too far, ain't a dream too big.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of fun. Shots of time. Nothing wrong with a little bit of fun. Yeah, some shit. How to end up in a place like this? Swear to God, see some shit. Light a match, keep it lit. Yeah, it is what it is. We all grow up to be gangsters, players, bitches, freaks and strangers, politicians, good and evil people, sinners, saints, and everything in between. Lately, I've been looking.
Lately.
I've been thinking, what's the difference? What's the difference?
What's the thing
at all?
Never mind us. Yeah.
Hey, listening to Johnny and I Nell live and loud on FUBAR Radio.
Live and loud with Johnny and I Nell on FUBAR Radio.
Thanks, you didn't hear I Nell on that one. So, I Nell, we've had a few emails in.
We have.
Oh, I'll tell you that much.
Oh.
Right, okay. First, oh, right, yeah. So, have you ever eaten bugs from Tom in the park?
Pretty certain I probably have in my sleep. Didn't realise.
Yeah.
There's a couple of spiders that I've seen in my top of my bedroom, like hanging from the wall, and then in the morning they're gone. And
yeah.
Then never seen again.
And you don't need breakfast.
Yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff.
One of those days I was like, I feel like I can skip it today.
I do like the fact he's Tom in the park as well. Like, that is just genuinely where he lives.
He's in a park.
Yeah, but he's still got access to FUBAR Radio, which is good. You've got your priorities still there, Tom.
My living conditions aren't too great, but exactly. I do have Wi-Fi.
I keep morale up by listening to shows on FUBAR, definitely. Good stuff. He's obviously trying to square it off in his head that he's going to have to now start eating bugs. Just let me check with Johnny and I now whether they've done it.
I just need to know.
Hey, have you ever slept in the park? Is the next question. Tom wants to know if you want to sleep over around there. No, all right.
I'm cool, Tom.
Right. So embarrassed. I was walking and texting down my road last night, uh-huh. And I walked into a lamppost. Oh. I didn't mash up my face too much, but it was really embarrassing. A man that lives near me, who is fit, and I always see buying toffee poppets in Spa, saw it. He nodded his head to me. At me.
Didn't even ask if he was
alright. Just a nod. I've seen it. He nodded his head at me to say hello, and I think I was so embarrassed that I went a bit mad as I took my heels off and ran down my road in tights, which then got laddered. What is the best way to behave when I see him next? From Sally in Peckham.
Not like that, Sally. Not like that.
Yeah. So you're better off just saying you had an
wow.
episode. Definitely. You had an episode. Or just say that, oh dear, you know, just go up to him and go, hiya, yeah, can't believe that I didn't get my delivery of contact lenses last week, so I've fallen over, smashed it, got a light concussion. And then, you know, and just try and explain it away like that.
That lie is so wild and crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, the only way you can get out of this is to tell him the truth and just say, yeah, I was messed up that time. Just say I was a little drunk and I text and I bumped my head.
Or just go up to him with some toffee poppets the next time you see him in Spa and
befriend
go,
him.
Oh, just go, I'll have some whiskey from the top shelf, please. Yeah, no, I am drinking a bit because I've got a twin sister who's really out of control at the moment. I drink to forget. You know, I love her, bless her. But, you know, she got out of the house last week. Just say that. Sally, explain it away.
I don't know, Sally. He doesn't sound like he's worth it anyway. He's not a gentleman. I mean, you smack your head in a belt and he just nods at you. Evening.
A little nod. I do.
What's the nod for?
I love that she went so embarrassed that I went a bit mad. Took my heels off and ran down the road.
You know she was doing some Usain Bolt stuff as
in
well.
In her tights.
She like leathered the tights, so she must have been stretching them legs.
Essentially, Sally, you know, you've summed it up in the last thing. What is the best way to behave when I see him next? Just behave. That's your first, that's your starting point.
Girl, hey?
Just start behaving, Sally, to be honest.
Hey, calm it down.
Love that one, though. Cheers for that, Sally.
Thank you.
or Tinder.
Oh.
Ever met a girl from Tinder? Johnny sounded like an experienced pro on the app earlier. Gary from London. Yes, Gary, I've been on Tinder.
Experienced pro.
Been over this, Gary. I've done the rounds, mate. I've got a backlog.
I love this email from Gary.
Yeah, it's on my Tinder now. I've got a backlog of matches, and to be fair, it's kind of like Argos, like where you have to check if they're still in stock. Like, I've got a message. Start messaging one like, oh, yeah, oh, she's off now. Oh, right, out of stock. Yeah. Oh,
let me try another store.
Yeah. To be honest, it makes me sound like I'm proficient. I'm not, actually. Do you know, I used to do the auto-liker, that was it. Just, like, all
is
of them.
Is that still an app?
You can pay for them and stuff, but I can't be bothered.
Oh, was that anymore. The actual official thing?
Yeah, you can buy an extra app, or you can do, yeah, there's all sorts going on. It's causing too much trouble for me. So... done with that, but I've done the rounds on that, Gary. Don't worry about it.
Don't you worry about me, Gary. Worry about yourself.
Son. Yeah, exactly. This guy knows how to do the rounds. Don't worry.
How do you need to stick your nose out?
I know how to pick a few pockets. Don't worry about it, Gary. I bob and weave.
Oh, ducked another.
I'm awkward. A box left here. Right. I know, it's our Lendonair section.
Time for Lendonair. For those that don't know, this is real people and real problems, and me and Johnny give them the best advice that they could ever receive. So,
yeah. Well, we just solve the problems, don't we?
We solve it. That's it. No need to spend money on big counsellors and stuff like that. Just come to us once a week. Surgery opens now. Problem number one. Hiya, I'm going to meet my girlfriend's parents for the first time next weekend in Nottingham. Got any pointers for leaving a good impression? So it's a short one.
That's a short one.
It is. Got any pointers for leaving a good impression with the parents?
Well, do you know what? I think this is about as much what not to do as it is what to do. And I don't want to go too crude on it, but make sure you've had a crap before you go. Because if you show up at a parent's house and then obviously you're nervous anyway.
Yeah.
You're like, can I just go to the toilet? And, you know, you're leaving things down there. Even then, you might not have cleaned up properly afterwards. And the last thing you need is a queue emerging outside the toilet. Oh. People heading in after you, just going, and you want to be with my daughter, do you? I wouldn't have thought so. I would not have thought so. Your bowels tell me different.
Hey, even the dog is crying.
Exactly. You can go out there with him.
my thing is try and get involved in either, like, helping with the food or doing the washing up. Is my thing. Always shows how much of a kind of gentleman and a kind person you are if you kind of help to wash up the wares, even if they try and say no. Because some people, they like doing it in a certain way. But even if you help collect the dishes or whatever and putting them in the kitchen or stocking up the dishwasher, help out. That always leaves a nice impression.
That is good. I've been guilty of not doing that. Just because on the first time round, and not after a while, because you're no longer...
Yeah,
just
yeah.
But on the first go, I'm kind of like... I don't want to come into your ass, start going, oh, give it here, yeah, you know, it's like, no.
I say just be, like, bold with it and just say, no, I don't, that's how I'm ready.
Yeah.
Because I used to be like you, just sit there, and then they used to just give, and I was just take, and then I was like, right, bye, and then I'm good. There's eight in the house.
Yeah.
Didn't bring no gifts. And then just left. And then the daughter's like, hey, so what do you think?
Yeah.
It's a bloody scrounger.
Yeah, exactly. didn't lift a finger.
Hey, he sat on that sofa and he didn't move unless he was going to the toilet.
Didn't even offer.
Dog didn't like him.
No, yeah, exactly. To be fair, just be charming, innit? If you can make them laugh, do that, because, I mean...
Comedy's always great.
Always works out well. Always does. So get some dad jokes in your locker.
Mum's always easier, I find.
Ooh.
Dads are harder to kind of win over. Well, dads and daughters and stuff.
More protective, I guess. True. And that's basically it. So that's a guaranteed way. Just make sure you've...
A couple of pointers there, yeah.
Make sure you've cleaned yourself out.
The rest of you can use that as well if you haven't met your partners.
Yeah.
Parents.
It's one size fits all.
Yeah.
Right, next one. This is Lendonair. Hi, lads. Loving the show today. Always brighten up my Thursday afternoon.
Oh,
thank you. Can you lend an ear to my problem? Sure. I really like this guy, but don't know how to tell him. What should I do? Love from Kate.
Okay, Kate.
You know what? I generally do get the fear that girls find it harder to tell guys that they like them, especially first, because it's true. Traditionally, it's always the guy first. But then, if you really like a guy and you don't want to lose the opportunity, how do you kind of pluck up that courage? It's difficult, man. I mean, it's hard getting rejected anyway for guys. I mean, I take rejection badly.
I just take it in my stride now. I laugh when I get pinned off.
I still haven't learned how to feel like that.
Oh, it's easy. I'm just to have an overinflated sense of worth, and you really just dust it off. Yeah, it's so much easier to deal with rejection that way. You're like, you've not me. And then after a while, you realise you just spend your time laughing at all these people who've knocked you. I don't know how I keep getting up in the morning, if I'm honest.
Why won't they say yes?
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
The old excuses ain't seem to work anymore. Can't keep justifying it. I think you've got to grab the bull by the horns, to be fair. Just get stuck in there. But, to be fair, they're, get him on his own.
Yeah.
Get him on his own. And you could either get a bit boozed up and be a bit like, I do actually quite like you. And then you can say the drink was talking if it doesn't go well. Or just roll up and go, look, listen, just going to be cool with you. I think you're quite nice. Don't know if that's on the level, whether you're interested. But if not, I'm just going to tell you like this so we don't have to be awkward afterwards. And if you hold it like that, you won't be awkward because...
I'm totally with you on that one. Honesty is the best policy in this one. And I guess the way you communicate it is the key, like what Johnny's saying. There's nothing worse than having a missed opportunity is my thing. It's like... Especially because I always remember there was a girl in school I fancied, and I never asked her out, and then all of a sudden she got a boyfriend, and it was like, oh, game over now. And it was like, I'll never know if I asked her out whether she would have liked me or not. But that's just gone. Bolts. Yeah. And I've been in the zone since. So
I think we know. You were great, mate.
How did you know what point I was going to make? Because your finger was hovering over that before I even started speaking.
Any reference to it?
Every time I start speaking, your finger's just like, eh. It's like, any minute now. Give me a reason not to press it.
Do you know one thing on this point as well? I think girls do this a lot. Sometimes they try to play games where, like, their mates will give them advice. Like, why don't you start talking about another guy and saying that you liked him and see how he reacts? You know, literally...
No one
is working out what you're doing, okay? Just roll up and go, look, any danger? Any danger?
Guys are terrible with hints, man, especially me. Well, we already know, but like, I'm a nightmare at recognizing hints. Don't play games or hint at things. Say direct, be as honest as you can, and you'll get an honest answer back.
Yeah, absolutely. That's your advice there. Next problem. Hey. I'm so glad you've opened the floodgates for fetishes.
Did we?
In their own mind. I'm sort of embarrassed about mine, and not many people know about it.
Yep.
But I like having my nipples rubbed with noses. I prefer them not to be pierced, though, if possible. What, the noses?
Is this a guy or a girl?
Also, only one person's nose will do, really. I'm not that fussed about blackheads. I presume that's the spots. Do you think that's okay?
Let's hope it's the spots. Oh, she's writing into the wrong person.
Box in the hole. Now, I know no one's giving their name at the end there.
I can't tell if that's a guy or a girl, but I'm going to try and assume it's a girl, though.
I think it's a girl. I think it's a girl. Yeah, fox in the owl is probably a girl anyway, isn't it? I mean, I don't know where to start with that one, to be fair. Do you think that's okay?
How did you discover that?
I'm trying to still work out what one...
How did you discover it's just noses?
You would have had to have tried an ear. You would have had to.
Other body parts were definitely involved.
Get your ear here. No, it doesn't do it. Get back to that nose. Yeah. What do you mean? Also, only one person's nose will do, really. What, at once? Or
that says to me that she's tried more than one.
Yeah.
And it was a bit too much.
Just one geezer's nose. Overload. Yeah.
Or either that or they're headbutting each other.
I'm not that fussed about blackheads as well. I mean, well, we've been over that. But what? Geezers with acne and stuff. It's just like, yeah, pile on, mate. Oh, look, you're only here for your nose.
You're using me.
Yeah.
I would have thought the blackheads would make it better.
What? I mean, I don't know where to start with it. I'm still going a bit embarrassed about mine. I mean, wow. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
You should not be embarrassed about anything.
That's weird, though, because I bet she must really get turned on by it, because otherwise, why would it be like a mad fetish for her?
Can't. Well, I would love to see the approach into that situation. Mm. Just like, you know what I want.
Okay. I want to know how she kind of like coaxes
navigates
them to kind
it,
of do
exactly.
it. Yeah, just like forces their head.
New, new people, exactly. Just down there a bit.
What, you want me to motorboat you?
Just
not
the
technically.
Nose. Just that nose. There we go.
Now just your nose.
Why am I Eskimo kissing your boobs? I don't know.
Hold it. Hold yeah. it.
The answer to that, do you think that's okay? No, is the answer, Fox in the Hole.
Yes.
Crazy.
That's
crazy
a different
stuff.
One. That's a different one.
No, of course. Never feel embarrassed about stuff.
Everybody has their own kind of things that set them off.
Mm.
Clearly, that's a... That's an original one. I've never heard that
yeah.
one before. So,
wonder if they're on Tinder. Hmm. just out.
Put it in your profile so Judy doesn't
exactly.
miss it.
First message: your nose, my nipples equals fun time had by all. Where do you want to meet? In the hole. I know a hole. Right. Okay. I tell you what,
she's opening the floodgates now.
Right, we had an email here. I hope that's obviously sorted out, because we always sort them out.
Mm.
Would you rather have a munch on earwax or a toenail? Huh? Or would scoff of Walter Veruca? You have to, or else the world will end, so don't try and get out of it feeling Clacton.
Well, I'm pretty certain you probably tasted earwax accidentally.
Well, you wouldn't munch it anyway. You'd
yeah, you
probably spread
it
on some toast, like Marmite or something like that. Mm. Or a toenail. I've bitten a toenail off before.
Have
my
you?
Own one, yeah.
No, I think they're talking about someone else's.
Does not say that, right.
Well, for doing that, then, yeah.
I'd go for my own toenail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought I was assuming it was someone else.
Yeah. And to be honest, the world would end. We're a scourge on this planet anyway, to be fair. I'd rather keep my dignity.
The last image of Johnny Cochran.
Exactly.
Feet in his mouth.
We're in a world where rats are killing pigeons. I think I'll take the ends, please. No toenails. So, yeah, that'll be it, I think.
Thanks for the email.
One more. Give me your ears. Lend an ear, I guess. But literally give me them. Hi, I love to eat onions, but my boyfriend... says my breath is becoming a problem. I've tried gum, mints and mouthwash, but he says it's not doing the job. Do I ditch him or the onions, Steph in Pimlico?
Oh. Well, the mouthwash doesn't work. How much onions are you eating?
I know.
That's a lot of onions if mouthwash isn't doing it.
I mean, I've been known to go a bit nuts around some onion salad when I'm having a curry.
I do love grilled onions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, to be honest, if someone's standing in the way of, you know, grilled, you know, like, fried onions on your hot dog, get rid of them. They're the one with a problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't even...
But it sounds like it's a daily basis thing. It's like that email from last week with the peanut butter in the bag.
Yeah, that was a little out there, wasn't it? You can't help everyone, I know.
She never wrote back again.
You can't help everyone. She's going through some stuff. I would say onions are not... But onions are too, you know, it's not random enough to... have to get rid of. So if your fella can't handle it, he's going to have to go.
I think it's a thing where she must be incorporating it into every meal she cooks.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think as long as you...
He sounds like he's not grateful. Tell him to cook for you then.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then he doesn't have to put onions in.
But to be honest though, fry the onions and they don't go as...
Like,
they don't smell as bad. And if he's got a problem with fried onions, literally, he's a weirdo and he's got to go.
He's got to go. He's probably one of those guys that got them... those nipple fetishes.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
You don't know what's coming. You don't know what's coming next, Steph. Honestly, you don't know how good he's got it.
Hey?
Well, unfortunately, fetish. I really like.
I knew it.
I really like men eating Jacob's crackers off my stomach. The crumbs make me tingle.
Especially Jacobs.
Horny owl.
Call me Jacobs.
Specific, yeah.
Coming in knockoff ones.
Oh dear.
It's got me Jacobs.
Do you imagine
the square ones?
I imagine these all these people getting together, like having some kind of eyes wide shut session.
Oh gosh.
With crackers and noses everywhere.
Well, our listeners have got some crazy fetishes.
Well, if it is, you can imagine this is probably the same person as well, because someone's gobbling a cracker off their stomach whilst their nose is brushing their nose. It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable.
It's all in one.
Here we go. Well, that is our Lend an Ear section, guys. Yeah. It is.
I don't know how much lending an ear, more telling us your fantasies.
Yeah, it's counselling. Yeah. But we've helped. Every bit of advice was 100% guaranteed to work. It's time for another song right now.
Oh, what have we got today?
Right, this next one. Let me just check. Yeah, this is by Prime, which is actually Royce da 5'9" and DJ Premier. They've come together. And this song's called Mode. It's absolutely sick.
I do like Royce da.
Yeah, fall in line to fall back. Big L's technique, puns, grammar. Before the roof, went in the trunk, the rag top set back behind the head. It's like the current hammer. My sickness should remind you of Christmas, cause I'm always coming down with something like a young Santa. Understand, there'll be no rematch to kind of ass whooping. You only have to open up one can of Nickel 9 to God. Huh? You ain't rolling forward, you rolling wrong. Reaching out to gangsters to be gangsters, you holding on. I grab a hold of this fofo long, then let it go more than a 4-year-old singing the Frozen song. I put this tech to your eclectic temple and wreck your wit. Then carving your tombstone, Heavenly Father, he wasn't ready to collide with a force to be reckoned with. Do you boys know who you messing with? I'm with messing with niggas' destiny shit. I'm from the Midwest. I stopped drinking so I could start policing the block. Now I just cop smoke like pig breath. Pox solar come out if I died a big death. Shoot connoisseur. Who's finding your bitch or my bitch? It don't matter cause you with my ex. The name of my ex inked on you. To me, homie, she extinct like a dinosaur. You could probably find me spooning with a dime, looking like Lucy Lewis, something to my broom, looking like a huge china drawer. I'm a motherfucking walking hazard. Find me in the body and department when y'all rhyming. If y'all don't release, remind me your prodigy partner, y'all can have it. I man up, lifted the can up, killed the killer who ran up scared. When I was 8, my daddy yelped down the basement steps. You only gotta listen to me and the man upstairs, huh? Cause I'm in motherfucking beast mode. Beast mode, homie, I'm in beast mode.
Know who I am.
Beast mode.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck a black, brown, yellow, or white, it's about unity. While the media try to twist my words for the opportunity to warn me. Fuck them all, bitch, I'm still doing me. It's you and me on the record. I detect it like an infected nervous system. I never miss a murder. My mission, that's the rendition. I listen while my chain glisten. I'ma get it like the world is ending. Depending on if it's intended. Defending my mind in the way I run, so I'm sending in the best of the best. No, nevertheless, I never digress. I just keep it moving. Finger fuck away on approving. We finally grooving. Oh, no way, no way to remove them. We constantly improving, yet through rejuvenation. I said juveniles run a nation. Come now, fuck your occupation. A revelation I'm facing. More secretive than a mason. It look like we neck and neck, but I'm far from adjacent. I come so far from that basement. They look at me and know I'm in beast mode. Then it's game time. Beast mode.
I'm a beast.
I'm in beast mode. Know who I am. Beast mode.
I'm in the zone for real.
Then it's game time.
Beast mode. I'm a beast.
Beast mode. Know who I am.
Beast mode.
5-9 There's a lot of listeners getting into beast mode, it sounds like.
Yeah, absolutely beasted. So, well, in fact, guys, you're listening to Johnny and Arnell live and loud.
Johnny and Arnell on FUBAR Radio.
That's right, and it's about time we get into our Blast from the Past section.
Just blast right there. So this part, guys, is where we take the buzzword and talk about stories that are related to that buzzword. And then a little song that reminds of it, us of it. So, right, let's begin, shall we?
Yeah.
So, basically, the buzzword is movies this week, as we stated earlier. Now, what movies makes me think about is there's a couple of instances I've had at the cinema which I don't know, have kind of scarred my brain a little bit. Who are just in there, like, permanently. One, I was watching... I don't watch too many scary films, but I did watch a scary film once, The Others, it was called. Don't even know that, Nicole Kidman one. And genuinely, when we were watching it, and it was actually, like, getting quite tense or whatever, and at one point I turned around, and there was a man sitting at the end of the aisle, because it was not... it was half-packed, the cinema. Mm-hmm. And I turned back to the people I was with. I was like, whoa, who's that guy? And then I looked back, and he weren't there anymore.
You were getting shook.
I was freaking out in the cinema. There was no question. I was like, what's going on? Like, really kind of panicking. You know, I don't know if that cinema was haunted as well. There's also one where I've been in the same cinema, and yeah. I've looked over to my right when we were watching Saw, and there were some shenanigans going on, let's just say, some X-rated stuff.
That's not part of the movie.
Exactly, some scandalous. I mean, to be honest, Saw was a 15-rated film, but if you turn to your right, that's 18-rated. It was 18-rated shenanigans to my right. So that makes me think of actually going to the cinema. The other one was, I've got this thing at the moment where I keep, like, watching films, falling asleep in the middle of the film, and then waking up at the end to see the final thing, like, you know.
Mate,
like,
that's a sign that you're getting old, that's what that
exactly.
is.
Exactly, I'm watching Usual Suspects, just, you know, seeing the cups falling on the floor, going, it's him who's Kaiser Soze.
I know well, it.
No point in watching it again now, is it, you know?
Short film.
Exactly. Just loads of things where the hero's won or whatever, or he's dying. You know what I mean? And that's all I've seen, so there's no point in going back watching it. The other thing that made me think about the word from movies or whatever, can't even speak straight, was I remember when I was young, do you remember when you used to have to ask your mum to stay up to watch films and stuff?
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time. She'd always say no, though.
Yeah, exactly. My mum would say no all the time, right, to all these films, especially anything remotely scary, right? And then one time, I was about 12, and Aliens was on the TV late at night on a Saturday, and I was like, Mum, can I stay up and watch Aliens? And she's like, I'm not sure. I was like, oh, come on. And she was like, all right, then. And I was quite shocked that she let us watch Aliens. Now, even my little sister, who was about 10, was watching this. This film was seriously scary. Like, you know, that tongue coming out through people's bodies, just decapitations, everything. And, you know, like, trying to sleep that night was really quite tough. And in the morning, I remember coming down and going, oh, Mum, that film was pretty heavy. She was like, what are you talking about? I was like, Aliens. She was like, I thought, what, that's like E.T., right? That ain't E.T. She's like, I would not have let you watch that. I thought there was going to be some alien riding in a bike over a moon.
He's riding a spaceship.
It was a hell of a lot of death. Absolutely. One survivor. I think all of us got a little bit messed up that night. But, yeah, that's my thing of movies, basically. Well, to be fair, I won't put on my song because I think we'll just do one song. So, what are you thinking about, Ionel?
Funny how you say the alien thing, because I had the same experience. I remember EastEnders just finished. It was The Bill or something like that. It just finished, and they advertised coming up next is going to be Alien. And I was like, oh, Mom, can I watch it? I was like 8 or something. I'm like, can I watch it? She's like, go on then. It was the only time she let me stay out to watch a film. It was the wrong film. And like, it was like I was all right throughout the film until it got to the point where it was like they're in the cafeteria kind of bit, and then all of a sudden like the alien comes out of his stomach.
Chest. Oh.
That scarred me for years. I remember seeing it. I couldn't sleep that night. I was scared. And I remember I couldn't watch Alien I didn't watch Alien until I was at least 19, 20 after that. I didn't watch it again. I was like, I can't watch it. That scared the life out of me. But funny you should say, movies for me, it always reminds me, because I always had friends that kind of worked in cinemas, because like, it's always like the first kind of jobs people kind of get, and I still have a few friends kind of working there as well, like doing managerial roles and stuff, and we used to kind of go to the cinema all the time, so because they'd be able to let us in for free. We used to take the mick. We wouldn't be loud and brash and stuff like that. We'd always sneak in food. That was it. That was our thing. I remember my friend James.
he'd always come with his girlfriend. His girlfriend would always put like all the food in her bag, like a big holder, and then be passing it about. And it weren't just like, oh, bringing in your own popcorn or your own sweets. It was like, yeah, here's some Atkins saltfish, jerk chicken bagel, and then we'd be passing it down the
Tupperware boxes going along.
We'd be passing it down because she used to get it from all the places. We'd pass it down, stunk out the entire cinema. You know when you smell Jamaican food, you're like, yeah, I can smell Jamaican food. The entire cinema stunk of jerk chicken, like, and saltfish and everything. It's like, yeah. I mean, it's just much out. And then, like, oh, thanks for the free ticket. And then we just leave. I mean, do it every time. It was terrible. But, like, they always hated their jobs, man. It's always a thing. They always treat staff, like, terribly. And they're always kind of complaining about it. And so it kind of reminded me of the song Consequence, the job song. It's a nice, clean one. But it's talking about when life isn't really going your way and you have to work a job that you don't really want.
Excuse me, I beg your pardon? Nah, wait, hold on, but you know what? I don't get paid enough for you to be talking to me like that. Straight up there, I don't feel like standing by the front door, alright? You know what? Matter of fact, a year from now, when you're at home on your only day off, and you watch a UPN, you see me come up there and get my motherfucking award, tell your kids I said,
how'd I get stuck in this dead-end job and I can rap? But of course, my bill collectors, they ain't trying to hear that. Matter of fact, they asking Dexter when I plan to pay back on that long line of credit that they lent me way back, way back, way back. At the turn of the century, the notice they sent to me is saying essentially, if I don't pay that balance off a loan with an extra fee, penitentiary and criminal charges are probably soon to follow if you dare disregard this. And that got me nauseous and feeling precautious, cause the fruits of my labor ain't bearing no harvest. At least as an artist, cause at least as an artist, you can call whoever when your time gets the hardest. But who you supposed to call when they all think you garbage and figure that you washed up, then it's so heartless. Cause when I call the office, they act stiffer than stars.
And this just ain't where I'm supposed to be, man. This just ain't where I'm supposed to be.
My best move.
This just ain't where I'm supposed to be.
Cause there ain't no
this just ain't where I'm supposed to be. Cause this just ain't where I'm supposed to be.
Oh, we can't be out there like that. The whole ain't even terrible.
This just ain't where I'm supposed to be. This just ain't.
Now I'm in a situation that I can't pacify, so I'm looking through the paper, skimming through the classifieds. When I see an opportunity that can't pass me by, that I could get the job if I get this class to try, put my pride to the side, go get a 9 to 5, cause living check to check's the only way that I survive. The door they sold a lie, cause the lead certified, it take more than shirts and ties for the course that they provide. But of course they will provide a means of employment, which is basically a job that I'll soon be annoyed with. So this unemployment is now subject to change, cause I'm on these interviews and I'm running my game, and I'm being introduced by my government name, and I'm only out to prove that we one and the same. So for now I'm out the game and far away from recording, cause they left a message saying that I start Monday morning.
Hello, this is OCS calling for Dexter Mills. Dexter, we have work for you on Monday morning at our Banana Republic on Broadway and Spring Street in Lower Manhattan. You are to be there at 10 o'clock in the morning. Please call us back and let us know your availability. Have a good day. Goodbye.
Oh, guess what, Ma? Guess what?
What?
I got a job today.
Woo-wee!
Man, at the department store, they hired me. They said I start on Monday, and I'm going to be doing a day shift, and they're going to start me at a low pay, but they said...
Getting that job, eh?
liking it. That was Consequence with the job song. Nice. Feeling that way.
Yeah.
Excellent. Do you know what I know?
What's that?
We have just been joined in the studio by the wonderful, the wickedly talented, the gifted, Mr. Nico Yearwood.
Welcome, sir.
That's the best introduction I ever got in my life, man. That's a big up. That's a real big up.
Yeah. You're telling me when you were born, the doctors didn't give you an introduction like that?
Nah, I just get a slap, man.
Crying. Went the way it all goes for us. Excellent. Well, welcome to the studio, Nico.
Yes. Thanks for having me, man.
Oh, we're pleased to. So you are a comedian.
Yes.
We've been privileged enough to have geeked with you several times. You're a very funny man.
Thank you very much.
I've known you for several years now.
Yeah. Our listeners, the astute ones out there, may also have picked up a slight tinge to an accent?
A twang. A twang. A hint.
A
slight flavouring.
A slight flavouring, yeah.
It's been seasoned.
That's the Rihanna accent. That's the Bajan accent, yeah. So big up to all the Barbadians, Bajans listening in.
Nice. So what you said earlier, you're well up there after Rihanna. Mm. Next most successful
we
bass.
Yeah, number two. Before you came in the studio, so.
Yeah. But there's me, Rihanna, and the Prime Minister.
Who's the Prime Minister?
I can't remember.
He's number three.
So that's the gap, is that the range? That's nice. Yeah. To be fair, it's like the football countries, like, you know, San Marino and stuff, who don't really have any kind of players, but basically they have, like, plumbers and stuff who walk out and they're playing for their national team.
What were you trying to say?
I'm not trying to... I'm trying to suggest that you're a plumber. And you're
is that why you play that job song?
I'm just saying, think about career choices.
Official business.
But Barbados is... What size population is that?
That is about 300,000. Probably more now.
Really?
About 300,000, yeah.
But I'm saying, that's what I mean, like, in a country of 300,000, there's a good chance you could get to being the best one of your country in a field. Because 300,000 is not that big at all, is it?
Yeah. No, before Rihanna, the most famous person used to be a sprinter, a guy called Obadeli Thompson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and this man came third in the 100-meter. That's the man that had Atto Bolden. You remember him?
Yeah,
so he came third. When he got back home, they gave him land. He became an ambassador, car, everything in the world. You know, a guy come third in Britain, you don't get nothing.
No. You get struck off.
Or you may get drugs banned.
Yeah, drugs banned. So you're in England now, London at the moment, gigging. So when you return to Barbados, do you think they might give you anything?
No. A ham cutter. Right. A ham cutter's a ham sandwich. Yeah, that's the most I would get, man.
Nice. Good stuff.
I haven't gigged in Barbados, so I started gigging in London.
Yeah.
So I haven't gigged in Barbados that the people would know, you know.
Would you like to?
Only my friends would know that, yeah.
Yeah. Is there a big stand-up scene in Barbados?
It's small, man. It's small, but I think it's starting up. I think so. I saw, like, people posting comedy stuff on the Facebook and whatnot. But, yeah.
It's best time to capitalize.
Yeah. It's going to get big. Awesome. But the thing is, like, in Barbados, things happen as fads. Mm. They're on it for a little while, then it cools down, and then nobody cares about it anymore. So, you know, we see what happens.
You got to ride the wave.
Yeah.
Nice. We're liking the tinge to your accent. People get bored of the Essex tinge. They're bored of it.
Nico, on this show, you might not know, but whenever we have special guests come on the show, we always ask them the big questions.
The big questions.
I like that you got a drop for it. The big questions. Oh, yeah.
I don't know who did it, but...
is this heavy political stuff?
Oh, it's big.
It's big, man.
So are you ready for the big questions?
Yeah, I'm ready for the big questions. I'm ready for them, man. Right. Bring them.
Okay. Well, I'll start. If you could be reincarnated as any animal, what would it be?
Oh.
Wow, I went there.
Jesus.
You started with that?
Yeah.
All right.
This is big for real.
Didn't even ease him in.
It'd be a flying, something that flies. We see a bird, an eagle or something like that. An eagle.
What's it called for an eagle?
Yeah. I would say an eagle.
An eagle?
You know, you get to fly.
King of the skies.
Yeah. Just cruise. I like that idea. Going wherever I want to go.
I do like the fact that eagles, they just soar.
Yeah.
That's the only bird you always say, yeah, they soar. It's like an pigeons flapping like that.
Yeah, pigeons got a bad rap, but yeah, eagle. Yeah. I like the eagle,
like,
man.
Soar.
Well, more than that, as we know now, pigeons are getting hunted by rats anyway.
Okay. I missed that one.
Oh, you missed it. Oh, yeah. Well, there's a video online where literally pigeons are being attacked by rats, quite frankly. They're being attacked by rats.
Yeah, they're getting attacked. They're getting attacked like crazy.
But they can fly, so how do rats
get
into them?
That's what I'm saying. They must have got caught off guard or something.
Well, okay, these sneaky rats then.
Well, yeah. I think they've been able to coexist up until now, but now the rats are starting to take chances.
But they just say the pigeons are the rats of the sky. That's what they're saying.
The rat was like, no, you ain't.
Not no more.
You ain't no rat. You ain't part of this family.
You ain't in the crew. Yeah. Taking
maybe
rings,
a gerbil, but not you. Nico, you ready for another big
question? Yeah, bring it. Yeah,
Nico, if me and Johnny were to turn up at your house demanding a nice free course meal, what would you cook us?
Jeez.
All
right, three course meal.
Yes. What's for starters, bro?
All right, starting with some fish cakes.
Oh, fish cakes.
Some Bajan fish cakes.
Nice.
People call them saltfish fritters. They call them fish cakes. Yeah, fish cakes.
They're lovely. I like
finger food. Nice.
Good start.
Second course coming up.
Yeah.
You got to have rice and peas in there, man. Rice and peas. And macaroni pie. We're having macaroni pie. It's mac and cheese, but we call it macaroni pie.
Oh, right, okay.
It's just baked mac and cheese.
Yeah. I don't roll with that.
Why not?
You don't like mac and cheese?
I don't like white sauces.
You know white sauce in it?
It's just cheese, man.
Yeah, but it's not just cheese. It's like that creamy stuff in it, like the bechamel.
Not how he cooks it.
No. Oh,
you
cook it. No.
You just do cheese?
Yeah, it's cheesy. Cheesy and some pepper.
I'll stay around then.
Yeah.
You've got me still for the main course.
And, what about for dessert, though?
Dessert. What was dessert now? I like cheesecake, man. I gotta say that. I love cheesecake. Nah. Any type of cheesecake. Salted caramel cheesecake. Anything like that.
Salted caramel.
Most of your, I like this.
No, you get it from Marks and Spencer's.
Most of your cuisine seems to relate to salt and cheese there. Somewhere or another. Good stuff.
I do like the saltfish fritters though, man.
Then it's nice. Mm. Nice.
So the next big question is, when are we coming around your house for that meal?
Gotta tidy up first. House is in a mess at the moment. Gotta, you know.
Fair enough. Yeah. Right, are you ready for your next big question?
Bring it on.
Good stuff. If you were to have a lot, well, no, nah, actually, I won't do that one because it's probably too similar to Arnell's. Mm-hmm. So, what if you were on a desert island, possibly even Barbados? What one item would you bring with you?
One item.
Yeah, one item. The big one. Big one.
I have your loo-roll, man.
Loo-roll?
Yeah, loo-roll.
Nice. You're not really good for forward planning there, are you?
Wait, what would you bring?
Well, I certainly would bring something. To be fair, my downstairs cleanliness would be the least of my problems. I've got to eat tomorrow. I'm not even going to be producing anything for the blue roll to mop up.
Man, I figure you can catch something, man. You know, go and catch some birds or some, you know.
What, in loo roll?
Desert island, well, this desert island got trees and.
Trying to get the birds through the
trees. Is it just sand?
It has a bit of trees and stuff, yeah.
Right. You get the trees and you make blow darts and arrows and bow and arrow and thing. Yeah, exactly. Shoot it through the loo roll thing.
That's a big dart.
He's doing Blue Peter projects, really. Do you know what? That's probably the most out there answer we've had yet.
What would you take, Aino? What are you taking?
Dude, I'll take the toilet roll. Right, exactly, man. You persuaded me.
You've got to be comfortable.
Blow darts that big. Yeah.
make some binoculars and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, more than one loo roll as well.
Yeah, more than one loo roll.
Oh, just an endless supply.
Yeah. I like the quilted one. The quilted one.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So you will die on that island, but you'll do it with some dignity.
You will get a nice clean bum. Hendrix plushies to go with it, isn't it?
No skid marks on my desert island.
Check the sand. No skid marks. All right, Nico, one last question for you. Okay. You're known as an awesome stand-up comedian. Seen you myself. It's great stuff.
Thank you.
Comedians are also known for pushing the boundaries. Mm-hmm. Nice. Mm-hmm. But when was the time you pushed the boundary and you went a bit too far?
and the audience are like rotted.
Jesus.
Big questions.
Probably yesterday.
Why, what happened?
Can we get into that? Can we really get into that? It's a touchy subject.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. I mean, are we going to gesture at it?
You're getting people.
We can gesture at it.
Yeah.
You can talk around it.
It's about... the Atlantic stuff. The Atlantic, you know. You know what I mean? Yeah, when we went on a cruise to the Caribbean, you know? Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was around them, you know.
Yeah. Well, less of a cruise. It's a sense of... mandatory trip.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Are you talking about slavery?
Yeah.
Johnny doesn't do so.
Yeah.
So there's an issue around, so okay, we got you. Yeah. I'm not going to be the only one.
You're talking about mandatory trip? What, you mean talking about school trips?
I'm thinking P&O ferries. Yeah. You're so bad at that.
Royal Caribbean.
Exactly. You get what you pay for.
Didn't have a good time. Yeah. Oh, so you had some issues. You brought up some material about that?
Yeah. Okay. So some people didn't, you know, they didn't go for the trip.
It's always touchy sometimes. Because, like, do you know what it is? Comedy kind of kind of relaxes people a bit because they're laughing and stuff like that. And then when you get bring a topic,
when you bring, yeah, something like that.
Yeah. We're here now and the doors are locked. It's too late.
Yeah.
We have to listen.
Well,
comedy's always going to be one of those things that has to challenge, it has to challenge taboos and stuff like that because it's an exploration around that. I mean, as long as it's done in, you know, certain ways, I think it can be done in a crude way. But apart from that, you can't always... you know, choose if you offend people or they don't like hearing
true things.
Did you laugh inside?
I enjoyed the material.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was great.
You took a day off and you wrote that one. Yeah, this is good.
Cheers for being a part of this, guys.
You're going to love this next one.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We've had some emails in.
Uh-oh.
All right, this is a response to the, I've done that one, haven't I? Right, this one. Fetish time again, wow. I love to have my right ear stroked. I'm sort of OCD about it, as once someone started it, I insist they go anti-clockwise, stroke it 48 times. Ooh. And once a girl say she got bored at stroke 28, asked me to take over for a bit. Win in a chalet. Do you know what? I've got a feeling that this is the same person, right? I don't know what gives it away, quite frankly.
There's some messed up fetishes, man.
Yeah, you know, get down there. So trying to see what can get read out. Well, we've read it all out now, so don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure that these aren't all real. I reckon the first one is, though, because I'd like to believe it.
What was the first one?
That was fox in a hole, wasn't it? And that was...
that was the nose and the nipple.
Nose and the nipple.
Sounded like it had to be real.
No, the first one was the elbows.
Oh, the elbows. Sorry, that was it. The elbows.
Ashy elbows, and his girlfriend likes...
His girlfriend likes ashy elbows.
No, his girlfriend has ashy elbows, and she wants him to lick them, because she likes it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So there you go. I know, nothing to say.
I said moisturize.
Yeah.
Right. Hair. How do... I'd like to know if I should colour my hair blue. I sort of dig the look, but I think I might regret it if I do or if I don't. Do you think I could rock that look? I'm 5'2" and have pow skin, if that helps. Tia and Bo.
It depends on the type of job that you have. I mean, is it one of them ones that allows you to go in, like, with blue hair?
Yeah, and how old is she?
That's not there, it's just height. That's the only bit of information she's given us.
That does matter.
Like, grannies can pull off purple and them light blue. You know, twinges, as you would call them.
Them hints.
But, I don't know. It depends on the job. What she's trying to achieve.
True. I mean, well, Tia, you could get away with it. It's the kind of look that says you might be an X-Man. You know, you might have some powers and stuff like that. If you've got special powers, definitely get blue hair.
You've got to maintain it well, though. It's nice when it's like that vivid kind of blue. And it's like, on point. But then when it gets all nasty and then the roots start coming back and then it's like, what colour is that?
You've got to be in a creative job, too. Or at school. you ain't getting a proper office job, no financial services, nothing like that with blue hair.
No.
You know what I mean? That's the equivalent of a teardrop tattoo. You know what I mean? That's like, I'm signing out, I don't want proper work no more. That's a plumbing move. That's
like, my work will be ad hoc until I finish.
I don't want no work no more.
I'm working for myself. I'm an entrepreneur.
Self-employed with my blue hair. I think in fear, do what makes you happy, Tia, in Bow. I used to live around Bow as well. There were a lot of people trying some stuff visually. So go for it. I don't think it'll be a bad thing. We reckon with Tia can. Right, guys, I'm going to crack a little song on here. And this is a bit of a break from our... We go down a little bit of the R&B, hip-hop route a bit, but this song...
You're not playing a Beijing song for me?
Well... We'll have a look. We'll dig out some Rihanna out there and see if what's that guy, the Sprinter, see if he's made a song.
Actually, they had a song about him as well.
Oh, is it?
Third, Bronze, man got a song and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
But they call it
Bronze
as well.
No, it was his name, Obadeli. Obadeli Thompson, Obadeli Bajan. Jump up if you're glad for
Did he get to the charts?
Uh-huh.
To get into the charts
in Barbados, but no.
Oh, yeah, number one.
Yeah. I'm platinum in Barbados.
He's got platinum. He's only got to sell 300,000 albums. Everyone's got one.
Worldwide, he gone foil.
Right, this song is a bit of an indie song. I like it. Anyway, it's by the Rifles. It's called Out in the Past.
So much, not since the time of night, where we would lie out and talk, but we couldn't be touched. Then you'd go away when the morning was light. But sure enough, well, we had to grow up, and there's nothing like a full-time job to put out your fire. We were young and wasn't in love, but maybe we were happy getting carried away. But now that seems so long ago. Seem too far away when you rely on yourself and the one you're around, and always believe everything that they say. A little talk isn't always enough, and just 'cause you're still in love doesn't mean you're a liar. We were young and that was enough. Sometimes
kids. That was the Rifles out in the past. And you're listening to Johnny Nino Live and Loud featuring Nico Yearwood. Whoop, whoop.
Indeed, indeed. So, I love that song, by the way. It's good. So, yeah,
that's a good one.
This is now our section, Nico, that we call Spoilers on Screen.
Spoilers on screen.
It's basically where we talk about stuff we've been watching on TV and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I did literally just ask you 2 seconds ago if you watched The Walking Dead, and you said no. So,
listen, yeah, not the new season, but the last one, yeah.
Right, okay, so this is where we spoil it for... just not only I now, but they're coming...
I reckon a lot of people turning off right now. A lot of people just turning off. Yeah.
That's enough Johnny and I know for today.
Yeah. But the new series is back now. There's one episode out, season 6, and... I mean, I know it's spoilers on screen, but I won't ruin it completely.
Can you do a recap of what happened on the end of the last? Because I remember, but I can't remember everything.
Well, they're living in a new town kind of thing, yeah. And the group that we know, led by Rick, have kind of they've had enough of being on the run. They've got a baby with them.
Mm.
There's this town here, but the villagers. Who are in the town are just too soft under the
softies, isn't it? Yeah,
they don't know how to survive. Whereas Rick and all of those lot have had to kill people.
Yeah, yeah.
They're absolutely hardened. And to be honest, Rick's just like, we're going to start.
Let's roll
people.
Over these people.
yeah, yeah.
They're ready. Let's take their town. Yeah, yeah. This is my town now.
It's my town now. Yeah. Exactly.
Like, why are we living with them? They need to live with one. Yeah.
Us.
Yeah. I'm taking out the food, man.
That's taking out the food, yeah.
So this is pretty much what's happening. They are whatever.
And rightly so. I mean, they came and they're having dinner parties and stuff, like cooking casserole.
Like nothing's going on.
Yeah,
out
like
there.
No,
and
no,
macaroni pie. Something like that.
With the white sauce.
Yeah.
Exactly. They like you say, it's come dine with me sessions around there. When on the other side of the wall, there's zombies eating people. I mean, what do you like about The Walking Dead? Because for me, it is. I always watch programs like that and think, what would I do in that situation? And I think I'd actually be quite good. So, yeah, I do.
I'd think I'd be a bit like Glenn, where I'd be like one of those runner guys. I'd be up for like running and gathering stuff. I'd have to wild out if I have to wild out, but I'll be on the sidelines and I'll just be like, yeah, no, I'm cool. What Rick's saying goes.
Mm.
Yeah.
I just raid in places looking for loot roll, man. That's all I'm looking for. That's
get the blow that guy.
Yeah, I want, I want that address.
To be honest, Nico, it's the first set of standards that slip after zombie apocalypse. A lot of mucky bums around there.
I tell you what, you start turning feral once you hit you when you stop using toilet roll.
Exactly.
It's all going soft
after that.
I
mean, the smells would be incredible, you know. You'd be there complaining about the smell of rotting flesh, but then you'd be like, I don't think anyone's been using loo roll around here.
Would you turn into a cannibal, though? Because obviously they've encountered cannibals in the past in the show, but would you turn into one?
Well, no. I mean, if you're trying to avoid being a zombie, if you're trying to avoid turning into a zombie and eating...
No, I mean, because they didn't turn into zombies, eating the humans.
No.
I mean, not talking about eating the zombies, but in terms of eating other humans.
No, but what I mean is, like, that's the only thing that separates the people from being alive to that. And if you're going to do that, then what are you even hanging in for? To be fair, you've got got nothing left.
Yeah.
Just start stockpiling humans and come, nah, not for me.
Because you know what it is? Because you're pretty much everybody then is forced to become a vegetarian. It's forced on them.
Wait. What happened to the animals, though?
They all, most of them, die off or get eaten by the zombies. They get caught, like the horses and stuff like that, and the sheep and cows.
Have you seen horses being eaten?
Yeah, in the last
They don't come.
They tried to fight like a black horse, and then they tried to catch it, and then it got munched.
Yeah, they're not zombies though. You don't get zombie horses because that would be terrifying. Because they'll be much quicker.
They'd be charging.
You wouldn't be able to get away from them.
Oh gosh! Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Everyone's forced to become like vegetarian straight away, just like that. No more meat.
No,
people are going to go crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you can... I don't think it'd be a bad thing, though, to be fair.
It wouldn't be a bad thing, but you know people would go nuts.
And you'd probably get some tinned food that you could find. So, but...
It's not the same.
I'm not... I'm sorry.
I think, though, like... if push comes to shove, you have to, though.
What, have to eat people?
Yeah. See, I think you hear about them plane crashes and whatnot, yeah. Where the people you all that
like alive and all
yeah,
of those
all things. That morality and stuff goes out the window, man.
Yeah.
In them situations.
Oh, but that's a difference. I agree with you on that. And those people were dead, and they had to survive like by eating the dead, which is fair play. Mm. But what? The ones in Walking Dead, they literally stockpile humans, keep them like a farm, and then take them out.
It's just a very good system that they have. Yeah,
yeah. Efficient.
And the way I was talking about it, like, people are going to go nuts if we don't start getting food. We're going to have to start carving these people up. Yeah.
Well, that's the first reaction is going to be. Like, it's like, first the thing you're going to do in the panic is, right, I've got to get with my loved ones and get as much food and weapons as I can. Once you've got your weapons, you're good. The weapons ain't going to run dry if you've got a machete in that, unless it gets a bit blunt. But the food's going to run dry quick. And then once the food runs dry, what are you going to eat?
Yeah,
exactly.
But
no one's growing stuff.
Well, I think you'd be able to easily find places to grow, especially in those little sectioned-off areas, like the villages and stuff like that. They'd be growing food.
I don't know, but look how many people got rolled on in the past.
Yeah.
They got rolled on every time they started growing
And you ain't got time to wait a year for the crops to grow. It takes time for crops to grow.
And you've got to plant it in the right time of year as well.
You need the right soil, you need fertilizers, you need, It's different now.
There's a lot. There is
more.
Yeah.
You can start munching people.
Yeah.
Straight away.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have to wait
straight
half
up,
a year.
Yeah. What?
To be honest, Johnny's looking shook, you know. No.
Ready meals. People is ready meals, man.
Ready meals.
Meals on heels.
I'm worried by the people in the studio. they seem like they're a bad night away from trying to polish someone's arm.
Johnny's looking kind of tasty.
Well, I want to let everyone know out there that I'm not desperate to turn cannibal just yet.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if I did turn into a cannibal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you don't know.
That's what I'm saying. If there's no greens around and there's lack of food, I'm not going to just sit there and starve.
Oh, yeah. No. Why should you?
Someone's going to have to go.
Well, but you've had it here first.
I'm going to have to start taking some people out.
He's the first one you need to watch out for, to be fair.
The one that you can't trust in
the
group. He's all right when he's on the runs, but when he's back, when he's back with the group,
so there is another program, Nico, that we've been watching. It's called The Hunted. It's on Channel 4.
Oh,
and it's another program which is very much like, what would you do in that situation?
This is a zombie situation?
No, this is a government situation. The government are after you, and you're trying to stay off radar for 28 days, I think it is.
Yeah,
and
a month you've got to get frozen.
Yeah, and then if they can do it, then they win. Kudos.
Yeah, and basically, people who used to work for the government, different organisations like the CIA people, MI5, have got all the
facilities
that they would have if they were tracking you as a criminal.
Okay, yeah.
And they have to get
you. So it's like a game show type thing?
Almost. It's a challenge show, definitely. Okay.
And so they basically like crawl through their Facebooks and stuff like that, and Twitter, and check all the CCTV cameras, go through your loved ones and stuff like that.
Put bounties out for you.
If they know you're in a certain area, they say, if you've seen this guy, there's a money reward sort of thing. And my prediction was right. I think she might do it. Emily hasn't been caught yet. I said she's going to go the full way. I said it.
So, but this isn't real life.
It is real. Well, it's like a game. They know it's a game show, but they're doing it for real.
Emily, that's interesting. She was
with her sister. Got separated in the first week, but they've been going for at least 3 weeks now. Mm. And the reason why I say she's not going to get caught is because she's sporadic, and everything she does is random. She just decides on a whim. Right, I'm going to do this. Like, she decided, I'm going to leave my sister. Boom, just like that.
They're not sisters, they're friends.
Oh, is it?
But she just
keeps deciding things on a whim, and that's the best way. Like, then she was like, I'm gonna go see my son, goes to see his son. I'm gonna leave, goes and leaves. I'm gonna go here, and like, she doesn't tell anyone she's doing it, she just does it, and that's why they can't catch her, because she's random.
She shut down her Facebook and Twitter and all that.
She won't use them, but they will go back on things she's posted in the past and be like, oh, she's commented about, you know, an area in Devon or somewhere like that.
She's been staying in this place every year this caravan.
They're looking at the old stuff.
And to be honest, I actually
pretending to be friends as well, like texting from friends' numbers.
You gotta go back and get one of flip phones, innit?
Yeah,
one of
flip. Well, they do that anyway. Yeah. They do that, and That's how a lot of them get caught, because they get on burner phones and stuff, and then they ring their parents or whatever.
They get homesick, and then they start ringing their family and friends and stuff. Because it's tough to be away for that long without your family and friends' support, especially if, when you're on your own and you know people are
people,
after you.
Yeah.
when you know people are after you. But she's doing a good job, because she's a new mum, and she's been going for 3 weeks, and she managed to go see her son halfway through. Mm. Then ducked out again. She's gonna win it.
I think she'll get caught. I think her mate will do it. I think she'll get caught, because in the intro title, she's on the CCTV.
She's come close a lot of times.
She'll get to the last day. How they avoiding CCTV?
Most of them are going to the country.
Mm. Oh, okay.
They're like going into the wilderness. Like one guy's camping outside.
Man in the bush. Mm. Yeah, okay.
Other guys are just staying off
the trails. So what do you think you'd do in that situation if you had to get off grid?
Off the grid. First thing, you got to turn off the internet. Delete your social profile.
Yeah.
Get rid of your always secured.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, well, these are. But so basically.
Cash only. Cash only transactions.
We've got the cash machine, though.
This show is like, it would set up, and they'd call you up, and they'd be like, Nico, you've got an hour, people are coming for you, and then you'd have to go. So what would you do? What's your first day look like?
First day, I changed my identity. I changed my face.
How? What, are you going to start cutting your face up?
Nah, blue hair. Blue hair. What else are you doing?
Because I tell you what, a 6'3" Bayesian man with blue hair would be absolutely inconspicuous. He could just roll in anywhere.
Would you tell family and friends, or would you keep it to yourself? Or would you have like a tight network of people that you're like, yeah, I'm going to rely on these people?
Yeah, you can't rely on anybody.
No.
You got to move solo.
Solo. Solo.
Yeah. You can't be relying on people, man. You know.
Mm. But you reckon you wouldn't contact your loved ones or whatever? You'd be able to just go
in a cryptic message, in a cryptic way. You would do it through like a song that I like, that my girl like, or that my parents would know that he's gone, he's disappearing.
How would they hear this song?
I don't know.
Y'all ain't giving time to hear.
You're going to call that FUBAR Radio. Hey guys, keep playing this song out for me. Dedicated to my mom. Yeah.
You got to... Old school methods, man. You got to go old school. You do like back in the day, who was it? Galileo? When he used to put his notes on a piece of paper that would dissolve in water.
Yeah.
And moving like that.
Oh,
God. Yeah.
You're moving like that.
Cool.
Or getting it.
You have to be.
How would you get the paper to him?
I didn't study all of that yet.
Oh, okay. I'm in the car, get caught in a day.
I definitely do the same thing. I definitely work by post.
Yeah, you got to use
because
old
by the time
school.
They send it second class, and by the time you send it, they'll be like, oh, he was there, but is he still there?
You can't
now?
Send no electronic messages, none.
Yeah.
All of those track, man.
No,
all
yeah, definitely. Yeah, 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 definitely.
Pigeons, again, the pigeons involved. Pigeons send messages. Yeah, that's it.
Pigeons. The rats would eat them. Any messages to deliver.
Yeah, that's right. It's changed, man.
Different world.
Rats eating pigeons, people eating people.
Yeah. This is why
everybody's
eating off the
Everyone's
eating.
There is one other show, Nico. INL doesn't even watch this, but I have watched it. It's called X on the Beach. Have you ever heard of that?
That's what I don't watch.
I heard of it.
It's basic,
in passing.
It's lowest common denominator TV. That's what a lot of people have kind of said. And they, like my housemates, I kind of got into it. And they were like, I watch this because it makes me feel better about
human. Yeah, like Jeremy Kyle and that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
It builds up your confidence. I'm not doing too bad.
I was doing bad, but you need something to
compare and contrast.
Doing all right. Dye my hair blue.
It could be,
a bit of it could be worse. TV, definitely. Well, that has now wrapped up as a series, and it went out with some fireworks. There was a number of people complaining about being cheated on. There was some fist fights nearly kicking off as well. And it was one of those that we got to watch and just enjoy and go.
So give me the premise quickly. What was the premise?
It's basically a bunch of people get put on the island, and then they send their exes in every now and then. But Nico, we've got to really wrap up really soon. So give a shout out to everyone where they can see you, and then your Twitter handles where they can follow you.
Yeah, Twitter handle Neeksman, N-E-E-K-S-M-A-N, and all the information is on there. I post about what shows they're doing, whatever.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah, awesome. Cool. And they can come out and watch you and do
actually,
so.
Doing an Inel show.
Yeah. In 2 weeks' time?
2 weeks' time. The Halloween special, so check me out at that.
That's in Highbury. Fantastic. Yeah, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Awesome. We'll be back next week, guys. Johnny and Inel Live and Loud. I'm at Johnny I. Cochran on Twitter.
I'm at Inel, I-N-E-L.
And we're at Johnny and Inel on Twitter. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.